So we have covered essentially seven steps for business transition to web. Now we come to understand various models that you have. First is a brokerage model. As the name suggests, he is an intermediary facilitator who connects buyer and seller, and on the transaction he gets some money. On the internet, however, it is not like on transaction getting money kind of a thing, because the control is essentially lost. So generally this broker charge you certain facilitation fees, etc., and that's how they make a money. So things like nobroker.com or say brick and you know, this housing searching sites or those kind of sites are the using the brokerage model. Intermediary are the one who provide information and earn. So there are sites for which you have to pay for to get a very qualitative information, or there are sites who sell marketing research report or certain strategic documents, etc. These are the sites which is a publication house sites, or you know, those kind of sites wherein for getting quality information you pay for. Corporates have today also moved on to leverage this aspects. I know of a changing trend among, say, like for example, automobile manufacturing company. Now they have created their YouTube channel wherein they start uploading a do-it-yourself kind of videos, and these videos gets them so much of a traction, it surpasses the minimum required by the YouTube, and therefore they start getting the placement of advertisements and then the reverse revenue out of it. So in a way they try and offset some amount of investment that they make there. So that's a intermediary kind of a model. Advertising, typically a platform on which most consumers, when they come, they see the left hand side advertisements or right hand, you know, top banners, etc. So these are those advertising based revenue. You have created a platform for consumer to interact for certain specific purpose, where people come in such a volume that you have designed a panel which can be sold to the advertiser. The business is more or less same as what media and publication house do it, but here it is like in the form of a banner or side, right inside the advertisements, etc. So that's the advertisement approach. So they earn out of it. Yeah. So that portal who has designed this earn out of it. Affiliate marketing is a concept in itself. Affiliate earn money by promoting the product and the service either through their online websites that they have created, or their blogs, or through their own digital initiatives. So their digital marketing that they do for somebody else, wherein through the click and links that is given, when consumer lands there and buys the goods, this person who has facilitated this visit gets the commission. So that's what is known as an affiliate commission. Today, due to technology, it is possible to drive consumers also, track who is diverted, and accordingly it is possible to settle the affiliate commission also easily. So that's a affiliate marketing. Growing change, Janice. So how the overall business is changing, one can see this e-business models that is today prevalent. So that will give you an idea as to how internet marketing is growing, and you also need to decide wherein you want to move. Janice. So that's what, like, transition to web also requires consideration to this. So it will just say your business, you have to evaluate to know where are you placed. So there is a business to business. So here the alternator manufacturer supplies alternators for the fan to, say, Crompton Greaves. So that's a business to business. But how are they connected? Because Crompton Greaves is not going to buy at whatever rate this guy is offering. Crompton Greaves has an access to 10 alternator manufacturers. So here you know that you are into a business to business league, and therefore you have to design and develop your business in such a way that you are able to offer a competitive rate, you are able to offer that interaction, you are able to offer demonstration services, etc. So your website should have all those aspects in mind. Business to consumers, it's like a manufacturer selling. So Crompton Greaves websites you can visit and you can order online. Today Mahindra also you can visit and you can order vehicle online. Today, for that matter, any other company's website you can visit and you can order their goods online. They have a separate channel to serve the online ordering that customer does. So that's the power. So you decide that you want to also have a business to consumer, then you design it in that way. your transition will accordingly happen. Consumer to consumer, that's another route where one consumer sells it to the another consumer. One homemade furniture maker or one homemade food maker selling it to the others for consumption. Now, or there may be that I have a second-hand goods to be sold and somebody else wants to buy. So that's where this consumer to consumer come into picture, where there is an intermediary who plays that role. Now, intermediary have a choice to charge consumer and a buyer both, or have a choice to design his portal in such a way that he gets the advertisement revenue. He doesn't charge seller, he doesn't buy a charge buyer, but he has an advertisement based portal where he knows that people are going to come in millions, and therefore there will be advertiser who will be keen to advertise with him. So he earns out of that. But there are eBay, for example, etc. They may even charge you something so that you are able to sell your products easily. Consumer to business, this is generally for the service provider, freelance content developer, freelance proofreader, and likewise freelance script writers, etc. So they are the one who wants to service business looking for their kind of a support. Therefore, there is a facilitator, therefore there is a service provider who then introduces the business house looking for translation service, business house looking for script development, business house looking for various other kind of a support. They approach this, then they get this service done. They may pay certain fees to the respective houses and then do the required support and service. So this is like primarily we spoke about private business. There is also emerging government business, the models like government to government, government to business, etc. But yes, we will study them later. Now let's first study this in detail. So first model is business to business model. So we have understood what is business to business. Here one business proposes a product for sale to the other business. Both then have to come in an administrative manner, decide how they will interact and deal with each other. Advantages are plenty. It can efficiently maintain the movement of supply chain. So business to business portal or business to business web-based approach will help you get continuous inquiry, will keep your supply chain running, production happening as planned, etc. It on the other end facilitates the efficient processing mechanism by the purchaser, etc. Other advantage, it can be automated and corporates process to deliver. So backend processes are then so streamlined. If you really do a B2B model transition, your backend process then becomes so streamlined, you are able to quickly service your inquiry and satisfy the need, not only pre-delivery, post-delivery, etc. The B2B model is predicted to become the largest, though they were the one who entered late in this bandwidth of internet marketing. But it is envisaged that they may also now get pace with a lot of technology and interface that is possible. And therefore, they are the one who is going to probably rule ahead as we move forward. Then business to consumer, we have understood business to consumer what it is. Examples are given out here. So Flipkart, ICICI, banking, Make My Trip for travel and tourism, etc. Consumer, this also has the same advantage that we probably discussed. It gives the reach, it gives the convenience to the consumers, a flawless execution. You have tied up with the back-end airliner, you have tied up with the train service provider, etc. So the moment customer visits, I make my trip, books his hotel or books his ticket, within a minute, the ticket gets delivered in his inbox, and within this thing, hotel receipt comes in. So you look at the entire backend is so made faster that it is a beneficial consumer to consumer model. Here, one consumer interacts with the other, as I told you. Example, like as I told you, auction, you want to auction your old table. So OLX, Quikr, eBay. So those are the platforms that support. Again, it has its own advantage. So which is a, how do you transit to this kind of a business? One can look at. Consumer to business model, I told you, the service providers wants to provide the service to the business houses. So as we have discussed this, I have earlier referred to you that there are other business model which is linked to the government. This is all other business are between consumer and private bodies. There is a model with the government also. So let's understand some of them very quickly. government to government model involves transactions between the two government. Government of Britain, now as you know that Mr. Boris Johnson is going to come during our 26th Independence Day, Gantantra Divas, as we say, Republican Day. Around that, both the government is trying to create a friendly business environment. On one hand, they are moving away from Brexit. They are looking for more business partners to come forward. So that's what government to government, government to customers. Here the government transacts the business with the customers. So as you know that Jan Dhan Yojana, under which the banking accounts were opened of farmers, etc. And so much of money directly gets transferred to the farmers and all. So this is what government to consumers. Salary gets transferred, and so the government is also an important this thing who deals directly with the consumers of their services. Consumer to government. Consumer to government is like a model where a transaction happens between a consumer and the government. So like I have my services taken, water connection, or I have my electric connection, etc. Now I have to deal with that for the respective government body. I have complaints, etc. So I have to get my complaint resolved. So those are the areas where consumer to government is also happening. Government to business. Government also needs more investment to come, more unemployment to be removed in their areas, etc. So they want business to invest, etc. So they create a platform by which government wants to interact with the business. Business want to interact with the government. They want to put up their needs. They want to put up their issues. They want to make government understand by what kind of change in policy needed, etc. So those are those which is today getting facilitated also by the World Wide Web. So therefore, the business transition, when you take place, you have to keep in mind those aspects, and B2B, B2C, C2B, C2C, etc. Vis-a-vis the government interaction, how that is going to be in your case. So that's what you need to remember. So we were understanding earlier transition to web. Now we come to a stage where you need to understand setting of a strategic objective. So these are the fives generally being considered. I will briefly explain you. Grow sale. Your web approach is to grow the sale. That's what you need to know. So if that is the case, then you need to know how you get into search engine optimization, how do you project your product out there, how do you allow consumer information search, how do you allow consumer to compare, how do you allow consumer to put the specific product in the cart, payment gateways, etc. So that's the grow sale, wherein you will also require subsequently strategies for objectives for conversions, objectives for retention, etc. Service, if you are there to serve, which is also a case with the site, say like Crompton Greaves is looking at both growing the sale but at the same time service customers. So they will have toll-free numbers, they will have customer service email where person can write. But if you are only a service provider, which is essentially say Blue Dart, or you are say Flipkarts of retail business, online retail business, etc. So that's where the strategic focus is a service. They Ola, as they say, they don't own any asset. They just render you a service of getting timely hired taxi. So that's what is a service. So then the entire objective will align with that, and accordingly your front end and the back end will take place. Speak, if you are strategic focus is to converse with your consumers, then your site will need lot of engagement tools. You will have to also use other external tools like email, blogging, YouTube films, etc. So that's what, if you want to create a dialogue, you will have to really get into creating available platform, utilize currently available platform and create your own platform. So like for example, Mondelez, Cadbury, I think in India it has not yet started, but abroad they have chocolate clubs, under this thing, where they encourage people to use chocolate and make different things. So this is like a conversation that they have established. That's a way to engage with the individuals, with the brand. Save again is a strategic objective. Save entails two things. You save the cost and pass on the benefit to the customers, or you save on your reach cost, you save on your acquisition cost, save on your conversion cost, etc. So these two aspects, depending on, can be a part of your strategic objective. And sizzle is nothing but to make your brand stand out, differentiate, be a subject matter of viral promotion, be a subject matter of customer interactions, etc. So that's what sizzle. And then how frequently you are making your site dynamic, that the same customers may want to visit again and again. New customer one comes to your site cannot go away other than putting either a lead or a conversion, etc. So that's what sizzle stands for. Now, therefore, we come to a very important subject matter, which is a competitor performance benchmarking. Benchmarking means comparing with others. You can compare with the same player in the industry, or you can compare with the other player in the industry. Competitor analysis, essentially benchmarking means compare with the same player within the industry. So that's what is the power. Here we are talking about internet orientation of your competition that you need to really study. You need to really know what they have, what are the internet bandwidths they have, what are the tools that they use, the medium they utilize, what are the products on internet available from them, what is their internet pricing strategy, what is their internet distribution strategy. All such aspects needs to come out. So we will study them one by one. Review of internal capabilities. So when you are going and starting your competitor benchmarking, you first review your internal aspects. So internal aspects are right from what resources you have acquired, what are the structures and the processes that you have, how friendly they are, what is an outcome of those or KPIs of those currently, is there a scope for improvement, etc. And then you also look at external customer facing aspects of your web marketing or internet marketing, etc. So that you start first with, so that you have your own understanding. Then you go to and study the customer. This is happening through value proposition. So what is your value proposition? By study the competitor benchmarking approach, websites, their digital tools, etc., and the message thereof, you try to determine what is the online value proposition they are offering vis-a-vis what you are offering. Are you in more alignment with the customer need, or they are better aligned, etc.? So that will come out. Different aspect of the customer life cycle. So customer life cycle, how are you tapping, how are they tapping, etc.? I'll just briefly give you an example. I am with the retail cloth brand Raymond since I think over 3 decades. And as I could see there, they are able to understand my lifestyle movement. So now I am getting their recommendatory emails, which is more onto the senior, you know, citizen kind of wares, or for the wedding wares, etc., which is rightly so because my daughter is now of a marriageable age, etc. So this is what you say, that, you know, they are tracking me, they are understanding me, and they are doing all needed possible this thing to retain me. So that's what their understanding about my customer lifestyle journey. Qualitative to quantitative, you have to definitely get into qualitative aspects benchmarking as to the look, feel, and how friendly it is, etc., to quantitative, like what is their lead conversion ratio, what is their hit rates, etc. So all that is possible either free or paid. Hit rates and all probably you will get otherwise also. There are for a few services which is by paying, you can get you know, various such aspects understood by you. So that's what one need to really benchmark, qualitative aspect and quantitative aspects. Fifth is on in sector and out of sector. So you have to be really careful about in sectors. It is always good to do in sector benchmarking, but at the same time, many times it is suggested that you must also do partial out sector. Somebody not from your business, but somebody similar challenges, etc. So then how is he handling things and what is he doing? That benchmarking also will help you. User experience to expert evaluation. So here two approaches are given for rating the customer experience. It is like user themselves can be the speaker, allow them and understand what they are trying to say, vis-a-vis take the service of the expert evaluators. So there are expert evaluators who will really study the entire internet platform of you versus competition, and then give you the customer satisfaction led understanding as to where you probably are going wrong and what is creating a not so good impression about you, etc. So that's what is the way to do your competitor benchmarking. We have studied, there are those 6 steps we have studied. So now we come to an important stage of marketplace analysis and mapping. So this is a complete concept that you need to understand. For your go-to internet, you also have to do in the environment analysis, which is the crux of this second chapter. What I'm trying to make you understand is the marketplace and mapping. So when you do a marketplace and mapping, what you are actually creating is a entire picture and a perspective for you as to how internet is being used by you vis-a-vis the competition, vis-a-vis the other stakeholder within the entire ecosystem of it, and what is the what is currently happening, where are they moving, etc. So those mapping will enable you. So what are the marketplace from where consumers can buy, the behavior out there, the use of internet there, and how it is changing, those kind of understanding is very crucial for you to be successful internet marketers. So friends, the main member of this is there are three this thing: customer segments, search intermediaries, and intermediaries and media sites. So I'll try to quickly give you the idea. Internet marketplace has a customer segment. So that is the segment, that is the segment that you are targeting and going to serve. So it's like your direct connect with the consumers that you have identified for taping your internet business, internet route based business. Search intermediaries are the one who facilitates your going forward, your going in front of the consumers when consumers want to find something about a specific product. So all this Google and, you know, Yahoo, and they offer those search engine services. So they are those search engine intermediaries. So they facilitate your getting ahead of your consumers when they look for certain product or the service. And other intermediaries and media sites are, there are plenty of other intermediaries. You have got into, say, affiliate marketing. So affiliates are also going to play that intermediary role. Certain owner like me, and who's trying to be on online on various aspects, but it's like I do not have the internal capability to manage my payment, this thing. So I have taken a services of a payment gateway who facilitates my payment handling when somebody, after seeing my product or service online, wants to avail that. So these are those sites. There are media sites where I can go and advertise myself. So Google Marketplace and similar such, social media marketing place or local marketplaces. There are many such sites who offer you that local market, population driven promotions and advertisements of your product and services. So those are those other intermediaries who play a very vital role in the success of your internet marketing. So there are certain online tools available to you for your marketplace analysis and mapping. So for example, if I had to give you an idea, Alexa. So Alexa is a service. When you approach them, they give you a free service, but when you register, they give you an idea about your site ranking, the hit rates, etc. You can also study the competition, this thing on payment. Some services are free. On payment, you get to see more number of competitions, etc. So what is happening with their hit rates, etc., the best in the industry, etc. Same way, the Google Trends, and they offer you a lot of analytics about what is happening with your site and online activities, etc. To like Gartner, and there are those experts who provide a very evaluated expert understanding about your marketplace, and they map for you and give you a lot of requisite information. So you can use free or paid services to get your really marketplace mapping done. So in short, friends, in this chapter we essentially discussed internet environment, internal and external, micro environment and macro environment perspective. In the macro, we understood STEEP as a word acronym that you should use for understanding and evaluating your external environment. What is needed is need of an hour is that before you embark on your internet marketing journey, you must do your internet marketing environment study. Then we have understood a strategic four-stage model for your go-to web marketing. We have understood those four stages. We have also understood how do you do the competitor benchmarking by using various approaches that we have understood. And then we have also got into understanding why benchmarking, and then finally the marketplace and the mapping and how do you do that, and the three stakeholders within that we have understood. Thank you.